Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
I used to watch you at the improv when I was starting out. Things you made me laugh so hard because I had just started learning to scuba dive. You did that bit about scuba diving and how the whole point of the sport is not to die.
There's a fish, there's a rock, who cares? Don't die.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ in the studio with me. We got the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad connected via the web. Barry the Bugger. We got Bubble Boy, Casey the Tobacco Nutcase, or Vinny Two Tanks, Diver Dennis slash Captain Dennis from Just Plain Radio. The list goes on. Even Brittany the Aqua Gypsy has just chimed in. Yo, Brittany.
All-star cast.
That's right. We got a full crew. And Kenny from Sweetwater Scuba. And then, of course, we got the guys who do the shark teeth dive there in Venice Beach. You got, what is the website? If people want to connect with you guys, I want to get it out there for you guys. What is it?
BlackGoldFossilCharters.com.
Okay. BlackGoldFossilHunters.com.
Charters.
I'm sorry. And Jerry the Diver Guy and CJ just did it. Had a good old time. They got their shark teeth, and maybe we'll have to revisit that possibility. The reason they went out with you guys, I think, was because it was a recommendation on Kenny, right? Kenny, you did that back in the day, and that's where you got your shark teeth? Yeah?
Yeah, man. It was, like I said, it was previous owner.
Yeah.
Same one, and you guys, I've heard, have done a great job, and we sent Jerry there, and he came back in one piece.
Yeah, well, that's unfortunate for us, but you did.
Shocking.
Yeah. So
we'll have to work on that.
Yeah. How often, let me throw this at you guys. I mean, they didn't get one of the big ones like you just showed, like that 5.5-incher. How common is it to find something that pristine or that huge in Jupiter? Are you pulling up those things like once a week or something, or would you even put a number on it?
It's kind of a loaded question. I'd say since the hurricanes, it kind of dried out a little bit.
Yeah.
And, when the hurricanes came, they made direct impact. So we got full rotation. It kind of drug everything in. And then when the water receded, it kind of covered it back up. So I got covered twice.
Hmm.
But this past, not this week, but the week before, we had a big storm come through and it really started to shift everything around. And I mean, there were dives where we had people coming up with 12, 13 megs,
wow.
40 megs for a total boat. So hunting season is finally back.
Whoa. Gotcha. So it's kind of like lobster season. If you like after the regular season opens here a week from today, I believe, after a storm front comes through or even, God forbid, a hurricane or something like that and stirs up the ocean, the lobsters find new holes and things, you might hit it right after that and really do well. Is that the kind of the same thing that happens with Megalodon shark teeth there in Venice Beach, Florida?
Yeah, I'd say so. You definitely, you gotta have a good crew to get down there and really look at the bottom to know where to take everybody. And
right.
When you find a spot that's
how
hot,
much should a scuba air?
Yeah.
You just work it until it starts to dry up and then you kind of bleed off of that into a new territory.
Got it. And you guys are the experts, so you kind of just know where to go because you're doing this every day and kind of can help them limit their search and make them, increase the odds as opposed to just going out there blind, I assume, like on your own.
I always tell all my first-time divers when they come out with us, if you listen to what we say and you listen to the tips that we tell you, your odds greatly improve.
Right. And that's the problem when you're dealing with someone like Jerry the Diver Guy, especially.
Hey, so yeah. to be fair, we do offer for $200, you can have one of us go down with you and we'll show you how to read the bottom, what we're looking for.
Yeah.
And when you do that, anything that we find goes to you.
Well, there you go.
And I paid attention, Greg. That's why I come out with stuff.
Yeah, okay. Well, I would imagine, yeah. I mean, when you're down there with them especially, are most divers just swimming right across something like, man, oh, there's a teeth. He didn't see it, you know, or she didn't see it because they don't know what to look for, or that happens quite a bit, doesn't it?
I'll tell you this much. When I first started fossil hunting, I was down there trying to film everything. I was, you know, ready to go viral on the internet for it. And when you get back and you're scrubbing through your video and you go, oh man, there's one.
Yeah.
Oh man, there's one. Yeah. And you didn't bring any of them back. You quit filming really quick.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Cause you're too focused on that as opposed to looking. And that's what you're looking for, triangles or just straight lines. That's what I remember being told back in the day when I did this. Or is that what you would say or what?
Triangles, straight lines. I mean, touch everything. A lot of the teeth.
Yeah.
You know,
you'll feel it.
If you're just looking for the triangles,
uh-huh,
you won't always see it because a lot of them can literally just be sticking out like this.
So right. It'll look like a rock. So why don't people touch them? They just look and they don't even touch it?
Yeah.
That's why we tell them touch everything. Even if you know it's a rib bone, a lot of times it can be buried and the shoulder will look just like the corner of a rib bone sticking out.
Uh-huh.
Have a hold of it. Touch everything. Yep. It will move.
I had that. I had his voice in my head going when I was down there. Touch everything. I was like, look.
That's about all I've seen of this one.
Yeah, just a little. You got like a broken.
Yeah,
piece,
broken toe.
Yeah, you know, a tooth like the what Jerry has, which is just like a section of a Megalodon shark tooth. Are those worth anything, or they got to be in perfectly good shape to be like have any real value to them? What do you think?
It really depends. I know there's buyers out there that will buy frags by the pound. That's what we call them. Anything that's not a full tooth, we call it a frag.
Yeah.
If it's broke down the center, we call it a heartbreaker.
That's a good one. If you can find two of them like that, imagine giving it to a couple or selling it.
Well, actually, what I think what they do, and correct me if I'm wrong, but now with 3D printing and stuff, they're taking those fragments and they're, you know, you can send it to a person and they'll like finish it out for you and the tooth would be. Don't they do that now?
Though.
Well, yeah, but it just shows you how big the tooth actually is, right?
So not with 3D printing. But there are a couple guys, and I would almost call them artists,
right,
that will repair a tooth. And what is it called?
Resins?
No,
dentists.
It's called like fossil bond or something like that. It's got it's got ground up fossil in it. And then they'll hand paint to make sure that the enamel and everything looks correct.
Right. They're like dental caps for your teeth, but for Megalodon. Right. Yeah. And it doesn't make it valuable. Just like if you wanted a cool souvenir, like, hey, I found this, even though they had to recreate the rest of the tooth, you could take one of those fragments and do that, I guess. Right. If you want to go that route.
Or you can just come back out and see us and we'll
get a real one.
Get a full one.
That's right. Brittany called it a counterfeit, which I don't know. Yeah. That doesn't count.
That's,
I have a question. I have a question. I have a 4-inch blonde. How rare is that?
A 4-inch blonde. It depends on how much did you pay for her. See what I did there? No, that's inappropriate, isn't it? I didn't do anything. Okay, hold on. Let's take a break. Regroup. And regain my composure. That's next. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo with a buddy or group. Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explorer Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explorer Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explorer Ventures Liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save a St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures Liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.